Today, we have administered 133,202 doses. That is really significant because if you compare it to where we were 1 week ago, we were at 68,030. So in the course of 1 week, we basically doubled the amount of vaccines that we have administered.
Governor Spencer Cox says as the state begins offering the vaccine to more and more residents, one of the most important steps will be ensuring local health departments have all the resources they need for success. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson has been visiting the local health departments to learn more about the needed resources.
And some of the barriers that we're seeing out there that are prohibiting some of this or making it difficult are personnel issues, technology issues, and funding issues. We're working nonstop to try to make sure that we are eliminating those barriers for our local health departments.
While the federal government has recommended that states start vaccinating people over age 65, Cox says the next population to receive the vaccine in Utah will still be residents 70 and older because the demand is so high. In the next few months, those over 65 and with other comorbidities should be able to receive the vaccine.
If you look at the deaths that have occurred here in the state of Utah, if you take those who are 70 years of age and older and those who are in our long-term care facilities, that comprises 73% of the deaths in our state.
During the press conference on Thursday, state epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn announced that the 7-day rolling average for case counts is down from 2,952 cases last week to 2,075 cases this week. The percent positivity rate has also dropped from 32.7% to 26%. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.